Hello and welcome to Kentucky American Water's Lexington Farmers Market Report. Joining us from the Lexington Farmers Market, Josh England. Josh, welcome back to WUKY. What's happening over there at the Lexington Farmers Market?
Today I want to talk about all the desserts and snacks you can get in our breakfast, lunch, dinner, and now desserts and snacks series. Let's start with cookies. You can buy lots of different kinds of cookies at the farmers market. Soft ginger molasses cookies, or you can get something like a Swedish style pepper shortbread, or all kinds of other things in between, like a chocolate chip cookie made with some really nutrient-dense specialty flour.
Are there certain things that you can get at the Lexington Farmers Market that you can make your own cookies?
Lots of dried ingredients that can go into cookies, dried apples or some kinds of nuts. They're a little bit harder to find this time of year. It takes a little bit longer into the season until we start getting something like hickory nuts or walnuts, but you can make your own cookies out of those as well. If you're not in the cookie mood and you want to do something that's a mixture of stuff that you make and a mixture of stuff that you've already had prepared, doing something like a jam cookie is really nice. A plain sugar cookie, and then you buy some really fancy or nice jams from the farmer's market. You can make, some people call them thumbprint cookies or jam cookies, or you can make some different kinds of shortbread cookies in which you have the simple plain dough that you then top with something like a plum preserve or a cherry compote or strawberry jam and let that cook on top, and that gives you lots of different options and it's really easy, and so you have something a little bit homemade and a little bit not having to worry about being over the stove for hours and hours. My favorite snack this time of year is peppers, because we still have a lot of delicious peppers that are growing out in the field, and they're not that many fresh eat-in-hand vegetables that you still associate with some of the warmer months that are available now. And so lunchbox peppers, or yummy peppers as some people call them, are still available if you want to move in that direction. Back in the spring we talked about radishes and turnips, and in the summer it gets too hot for them here in central Kentucky. As we move into the fall, you can start to find those again and add those and incorporate those back into your snack routine for school or work.
Josh, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about dessert and snacks at the Lexington Farmers Market.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us for the Lexington Farmers Market Report, brought to you by Kentucky American Water. And we'll see you down there at the Lexington Farmers Market, where friends meet. I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY. This is also the season for good kinds of breads, different types. There's still zucchini available for making?
Zucchini is on the decline, but that doesn't mean there's not zucchini bread still available, or you can make other kinds of things like a pumpkin chocolate chip loaf. So that does double duty. You can slice it and toast it, and it can be a breakfast item, or you can take it, heat it up, and drizzle on a simple glaze, and then it's a great dessert. And so we have all kinds of those quick sweet breads. Sometimes they lean a little bit to the cake side, and that's okay. Also, building off the idea that you can do a blend of some homemade, some farmers market bought, is a lot of our farmers have started making canned pie fillings. You can get apple pie filling or other kinds of peach cobbler filling, and then you can make the crust or dough yourself, pour that in there, and so you're not having to do the most difficult or complicated part. You just have to bake it and then serve it to your guests.
As far as snacks goes, those are not always sweet, so there's savory additions as well in the farmers market.
We've talked some about the jerkies that are available, like beef jerky and bison jerky. You can also get a mushroom jerky at the farmers market. You can think about on a spectrum of how sweet to how savory you want.
How about popcorn? Are we into popping corn yet?
Yes, you can get popping corn at the farmers market. Some people don't know there are lots of different varieties of corn, dent corn and sweet corn and popping corn. So they don't come from the same exact variety of corn. Farmers have to grow specific varieties for the different uses. And so popping corn is coming out right now, this year's harvests. Try it while you can. You can even get different colored popping corn. That's really exciting. It doesn't always pop differently colored, but it is different colored in the kernel form.
You can get it in a bag form already popped.
Sometimes you can, yes. That's not always there because they want you to have the freshest, best experience, but you can definitely find that on occasion. And sometimes you can treat yourself to a special drink, really sweet ciders or kombucha, as another little addition to your snack or dessert. There's dessert wines that you can sometimes find. And there's also fudge. I love fudge. We'll talk about that more as we move into the holiday season, but don't forget to add a little sweet treat to any of your occasions or any of your day.